Touchscreen voting was supposed to be the answer to mix-ups at the ballot box, but several states are re-examining the accuracy of electronic voting machines. And this morning in Washington, a federal elections panel discusses the future of those machines. Among those testifying is California's chief elections official, Secretary of State Kevin Shelley. Last week, Shelley decertified 42,000 touchscreen machines in 14 California counties. That has left local elections officials scrambling. John Myers of member station KQED reports.
If California is truly a bellwether for the rest of the nation, the debate over touchscreen voting machines could heat up in the weeks and months before the November election. The issue has taken on a new urgency since a spate of problems popped up in the Golden State on Election Day, March 2nd.
There were some problems in Alameda County. There were different problems in San Diego and different problems still again in Orange County. Orange County may well have disenfranchised 7,000 voters in March. They gave them the wrong access codes.
Don Parada represents one of the counties affected, Alameda, in the California State Senate, and is an advocate of modifying touchscreen voting machines.
If there were a paper trail, that is, a paper ballot that could be counted if the machine malfunctions, none of us would be concerned. And that's what we're asking for, a backup system.
Parada has introduced emergency legislation to ban every touchscreen machine until those changes are made. And last week, the state's top elections official says he almost decided to do the same on his own.
Let me tell you honestly, I came about this close.
Instead, California's Secretary of State Kevin Shelley chose to ban only one version of the touchscreen machines made by Ohio-based Diebold Election Systems. Shelley says Diebold's operating system was rushed into service in four California counties without federal certification.
I cannot let a system go forward, period, that does not have federal approval.
But the ban on the Diebold machines has not gone over well.
I think it's sad that the voters in Kern County are going to be taking a step backwards.
Ann Barnett is the registrar of voters in rural Kern County, one of the four counties that used the now-banned machines. She says their system worked well and erased the problems with paper ballots made famous in Florida 4 years ago.
What the touchscreen system offers is more accuracy. It notifies voters whether they've undervoted, whether they've overvoted.
Kern County spent $5 million on the new Diebold machines, but now must go back to paper ballots for the November election. Meantime, even the California counties that have completely different touchscreen systems now worry they too will be unable to use those systems this fall.
We didn't just barge into the purchase of these machines. We feel that they are an accurate and reliable way to conduct an election.
John Tudor is the registrar of voters in Napa County, California. Napa's touchscreen machines and those in nine other counties were not banned, but were decertified by the Secretary of State last week. The machines will only be recertified if they are modified to print paper voting receipts or if a long list of backup security measures is enacted. Tudor says that leaves Napa County in a precarious position.
We cannot implement many of the conditions he wants and still conduct a good election in November without any possibility of problem.
The dispute may ultimately lead to a battle in court as to whether local or state officials have the final say. Secretary of State Kevin Shelley says he believes the choice is clear.
I don't want a voter to not vote on Election Day because the only option before them is a touchscreen voting machine. I want that voter to have the confidence that he or she can vote on paper and have the ability through confirmation that their vote was marked as it was cast.
Shelley says local governments shouldn't have to foot the bill for all the changes. He hopes to make the case for some federal help this morning in Washington. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.